For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The new Hispanic Community Services Incorporated Center in Jonesboro is now officially open. The 5,500-square-foot facility is located at the intersection of Kate and Van Dyne Streets in Jonesboro. Executive Director of Hispanic Community Services, Inc., Gina Gomez, says the new building is a result of at least 4 years of work, including a strategic plan that was funded by the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation. The site the new building is on also allows for potential future expansion, something that Gomez sees as a potential necessity. This is because of the rising Jonesboro population, which also includes a rising Hispanic population.
We estimate in the city of Jonesboro is about 6,000, and in Craighead County about 12,000 people. But we know for our experience that the population keeps growing just by the services that we provide and the families that we encounter that move to this area just because they are finding different opportunities. So we have families moving from the Northwest, Arkansas, and even from different states. So we understand that the Hispanic community keeps growing in this area.
Gomez says Arkansas has one of the highest rates of increased Hispanic population. Northeast Arkansas is very attractive because of the many opportunities Jonesboro provides. And she says the new building will allow the center to provide more social, legal, educational, cultural, and health services to people than in the past. This is because the new building is twice the size of the previous center, and she tells about some of what the new center has in it.
We have educational rooms, but are larger spaces than the previous ones. But also we have a computer lab that has been completed, set up with new computers and new technology, thanks to a grant that we received with the Ritter Foundation. And also we have a commercial kitchen that will allow us to provide cooking classes as well as work our fundraisers here in our facility. But also for different programs that we provide, there are possibilities of working outside, bringing the Mexican consulate and not having to look for another location because we are going to be able to provide the space needed for activities such as that. So it's just exciting, all the opportunities that we are going to have with this new facility.
And Gomez stresses that this is a center for the entire community.
And not just for the Hispanic community, because I think the Hispanic Center has become a cultural center as well. We do have different partnerships with different organizations where students come and work their internships, and not necessarily Hispanic students, but students from different cultures. And I think that a lot of that is because people from other cultures feel that we understand what they go through when coming to a new country, and they just feel comfortable about coming and working their programs here in our facility.
And Gomez says that she's excited about the new center.
We are really, really excited to be able to accomplish this. I think that this is a unique model in the state where the community came together, because this is an effort not just from the Hispanic community, but in general from the community of Jonesboro and Northeast Arkansas. And be able to achieve this goal is something that is really big to us.
And that's Gina Gomez, Executive Director of the Hispanic Community Services, Inc. in Jonesboro. And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.